What? Lead. Leaders what? Lead. Leaders lead. Because that's what leaders do. That's how you can tell a leader. Now, a lot of people have position, but they're not leaders. They want position, they want power, they want authority, they want fame, they want all that. But they're not leading. And it shows up after a while. Leaders lead. That's what leaders do. Okay? We're in a little series. Let's go with the message today. A little bit different than what I normally do, but hey, it's been pretty good, I think. I like it. I like that graphic. Look what that fellow's doing. He's aiming high, ain't he? Say. Title of the message today, say it with me, is called Live Up. One more time. Live Up. Amen. If you're here today for the first time, you can get all these notes just as you see them. The PowerPoint, all this, right from our website. You can download it yourself. You can have at it. Amen. Also, go to a couple of different websites we have and get the audio and get the video whole service today. If you'd like to see it again, but just to encourage yourself. Amen. Live up, aim high. Say that with me. Live up, aim high. Let's talk about it. Back to this little book of 1 Timothy. Jesus Christ is calling for leaders. That's what He's calling for. He's calling for you and me to stand up and be leaders, spiritual leaders, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to share our faith, to share the love of Jesus Christ among ourselves, lead like that, to care about people, but especially in relation to their spiritual life, to their needs, to their soul. He's calling for leaders. And a young man named Timothy, he answered the call. Let's look a little bit again at Timothy. Who was Timothy? We're not going to re-preach the other messages, but just a couple of things. He assisted the Apostle Paul in his church and missionary work. He was probably led to Christ by the Apostle Paul himself. We're not for sure about that, but probably. He became the pastor. This young man wasn't a teenager by any means, but he was young. He wasn't an elder. He wasn't a really older person. He became the pastor at the church at Ephesus. The book of Ephesians was written to that church at Ephesus. An incredible church. If you love the book of Ephesians, you can sort of get an idea what the church was like. Okay? But, like with most churches, Timothy, say it with me, had some what? Now, y'all need to wake up on me now. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Message is rolling now. Here we go. Like most churches, he had some what? Problem of people. Amen? That is church. You know why? Because it has people in it. It's going to be a problem. You know? I mean, coach on your football team. Every once in a while, because you're working with people, they're going to be some problem what? People on the football team. You understand? That's life. If you have a pretty good sized staff in the business place, you're probably going to have some problems with who? The people. You see what I'm saying? So here's Timothy. He's in a great church, the church at Ephesus, that's pastored by the Apostle Paul. Can't get any better than that. But he's got some problems. And he was what? He was discouraged. I'm going to tell you something now. When the leader's discouraged, now there's some problems. When the leader is discouraged, that's when the thing can have some serious problems. Amen? And Satan knows how to hit, doesn't he? Say. So, he was discouraged. So the Apostle Paul, who is in prison actually, much of this time, he wrote Timothy to get him up. He wrote him why? To get him what? Up. To get him up. Now this is my view. This is how I'm looking at the book of 1 Timothy. All kinds of things in the book of 1 Timothy. You can study it from different angles. That's the beauty of God's Word. That's why you should read it every day. It'll come alive in your life. You'll be surprised. It's like when you read the Word of God, you'll go, wow, that's exactly what I needed to hear. That's exactly what I was going through. And that's the beauty of God's Word. And that's how I'm looking at the book of 1 Timothy this time around. I'm looking at it from maybe Timothy's perspective. He's discouraged. He's having trouble. He's young. It says, actually, people despised him because he was a younger pastor. Can you imagine getting despised for that reason? Say, come on. So we did the message, Rise Up. And then last week, the message, Give Up. That was a message on leaders prioritizing. You have to give up certain things if you're going to be a leader, and you've got to make first things first. You've got to have some priorities in your life. Today's message, are y'all live, all right? You okay? I'm worried I've been putting you to sleep on this series, but you seem to be all right. Here we go. Today's message, not rise up and give up, but what? Live up. Live up. And we're gonna take the bull by the horns today. Y'all ready? Say, y'all ready to deal with this chapter? Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about it for months. Oh, yeah. 1 Timothy 3:1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. Now, I might have lost you right there. Let's look. Bishop is the same word pastor. It's the same word elder. They're all the same word. So if a man desire the office of a who? Bishop or a pastor. And Paul's writing to a who? He's writing to a pastor, isn't he? He said he's desired a good work. Do you think Timothy might be doubting if he made the right choice? Say, maybe, I don't know. But this word, bishop, elder, pastor, it means, say that with me, overseer or shepherd. That's what the word means. It literally means, say that last part with me, one who cares for the so. Keep moving. It's a good thing. It's an honorable thing to desire to serve as a shepherd or a bishop or a pastor or an overseer or to care for a flock of people. Spiritually. Did you get that? Yes or no? And you might be saying, what's that got to do with me? That's how much you. Well, you're going to see. Can't just hang this all on me today. Here we go. Leaders lead. That's what leaders do. Amen? We're trying to learn some leadership principles and things that can make us better leaders. And I don't care what anybody says. I believe everybody can lead. I believe there's in different capacities in your life, you can rise up and you can be a leader where you are. Young man right there, you can be a leader at school. You can be a leader at school. Flat out. That's not being better than other people. That's doing the right thing. You can do that. Did you know you can do that? Yeah, and I know you do that. You try to do that. You know what I'm saying? Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're a leader. You understand what I just said to you? Amen? We can all lead. Amen? Say. Everybody can lead. We ought to want to live up to being a great leader. That should be something we want. That's what I'm talking about today. There are qualifications, say this with me, or must-dos for the who. Yeah, that's what chapter 3 is all about. Oh man, I've gone over this chapter my whole life. Up and down, left and right, back and forth. The qualifications of a pastor. The must-dos for a pastor. But I'm going to say something to you. They're good for every believer. You hear me, yes or no? Oh, good, we get to look at the pastor today. No. No, they're good for every believer. What we're going to talk about today, the qualifications for a pastor or a shepherd, they're good for you today. And it's all up to you if you want to be this kind of leader or not. Okay? It's going to make you a better mother, better father, better worker, better friend, better brother, better sister. Better person, all this is going to do is make you live up higher. Amen? So let's talk about it. Let's unpeel this onion today. There's not one of these things, not one of them today, that you should not personally live up to. Yeah, but that's for you, preacher man. You're going to see. Not one of these today is something you should say, no, that's just for Gary. That's not for me. Okay? Not everybody's going to be the pastor. We understand that, okay? Not everybody's going to do what I do, and I can't do what you do. I understand that. But everybody can lead, right? Say, absolutely. And these are leadership qualities. that we're going to look at today. They're good, they're profitable, they're honorable, they're admirable for all who? Spiritual leaders. Keep going with me now. Come on now. Don't down me. Here we go. Leaders. Lead. That's what leaders do. So here we're rolling now. Live up. So we looked at verse 1. It says if a man desires to do this, that's a good thing. Is that what it said? Okay. Verse 2. Now we're going to go ahead and just put all of verse 2 on there. But there's seven things inside this verse. So we're going to read the verse, then I'm going to come back and pop up all seven. A bishop, which means what? Pastor or who? Shepherd? Overseer? One who cares for the flock? Got it? A bishop or shepherd then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. That's the old King James we're looking at, written in 1611 or so, right in there. Okay? That's the verse I use. I like it. Live up. Number one. First must do. Must be what? Say it with me. Blameless. Let's look at it. Did it say sinless? No. You think I'm sinless? You're smoking stuff. Because I don't think you're sinless. I don't think you're sinless. At all. I'm not sinless. Okay? If that was the must do, then Gary must not could have done it. I still got flesh. I struggle. Did the Apostle Paul have flesh and struggle? Did he say that in his writings, yes or no? Of course he did if you know your word. Amen? But Jesus was without what? Sin. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen? But blameless. The word means above what? Reproach. The actual meaning of the word means nothing will take hold. Doesn't mean that they ain't going to talk about me like a dog. The hope is it won't stick. Amen? It won't stick. You hear me or not? Well, why should I have to live up to that and you don't have to? Say. Somebody talk to me, yes or no? Why should you be able to live any way you want to and people can say things about you and it's true because that's the way you are. You don't have the character. You're reproachful. You can be blamed because that's the way you live. Is that how the house of God and the church of God and the people of God should live, yes or no? No, we should live what? Up! Amen. How y'all like this? Number two. Here we go. Let's talk about it. I know y'all been wanting me on this one, haven't you? How's he going to get past this one? Husband of one wife. My daughter's here. We're wave at me, Elise. 28 years married to her mother. Okay? Is that right, Elise? Okay? Husband of one wife. That's what the King James says. Husband of one wife. Did you hear me? How many use another version other than the King James? Can I see your hand? Many of us in this room. And I have several. The key is, what does that word mean? You know how words are. What did the word shepherd mean? Bishop, pastor, elder. See how it has different words? You know what I'm saying? We can say something, but it can be said in a different way. Y'all listening? You with me so far? Husband of one wife. First of all, out of the gate, it means he's not a polygamist. Okay? Doesn't have multiple wives. Okay? Number two, another idea of this word, not a what? A womanizer. You know? Any pastor who is a pastor who is married is catting around, having sex outside of his marriage, cheating, is a sorry, no good, bum pastor. Did you hear me? Say, quote me! Did you hear me this morning? Say. Okay? So that's what this word is saying. The husband of one wife. But let's keep going. Now, a lot of times you'll see this in other translations. When you read it, King James, husband of one wife, but many times it'll say, a what? Faithful what? Husband.
why should I have to be a faithful husband? But that doesn't hold for you. Is that goofy or what? Say, I think you ought to lead in this area. I'm going to say something. Sir, if you cheat on your wife, you're a bum. Did you hear me say? You're a bum as far as I'm concerned. You're a bum. Okay? Ma'am, if you cat around and cheat on your husband, you're a bum. Let's have some same applause. How about that? Okay? You'll never say, well, you know, they made me do it. You'll never say that about adultery. You'll never say that. Now, if you've convinced yourself because you're all goofy, listen to me. Listen, that somebody somehow, because of whatever, that's why you're out catting around or cheating. You're cheating because you're a cheater. Okay? I shouldn't be a cheater, but guess who else shouldn't be a cheater? You. Yes or no? Say. Yeah, can we praise the Lord? Come on, this is just good plain preaching right here. Okay. Okay, it means a one-woman kind of man. A one-woman kind of man. Ladies, isn't that what you want to marry? Is a one-woman kind of man. And ladies, don't you want to marry men, don't you want to marry a woman like that who's a one-man kind of woman? You know what I'm saying? Say, isn't that it? That's what it's talking about. Y'all listening? Y'all with me or not? Okay, this is important. Listen, I'm not done. It does not mean that a man cannot be qualified if he's been divorced. It does not mean that. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's a good thing to praise the Lord on. But now here's the sad part. I was in a denomination. I got saved. I was a hellraiser. I went from being a hellraiser to the most rigid denomination on the planet. How does that happen? But I got saved, thank God, in that church, and good people who loved God, and they loved me, and I don't look back on that at all as being a bad thing whatsoever. They helped me. They loved me. They taught me. Man, my hair was down the middle of my back. They got my hair cut and everything. I'm ticked off about that, though. But anyway, that was the start of my downfall. But anyway, here's the point. We were taught at that church, and I was taught in the seminary that I went to, that a pastor could not be a pastor if he had ever been married before. I was taught that because that's what the King James says, husband of one what? But what happened is I know somewhere along the line a man said that. And so that became the belief of that movement and that denomination. Because when you really look at the word, guys, and this is going to be on radio, I'll get a lot of flack for this. Good, write us, spell our name right. Here we go. Here we go. Here's what it means. You see it as well as I do. We know that back in the day they were having multiple wives. Did even people in the Bible, good people that God called, have other wives? Yes or no? And that's hard to deal with sometimes and understand, isn't it? And we're going to have to ask God about that one day. I don't understand it. But the fact of the matter is, that was a problem of the day. That was a problem of the day. And I think laying out these qualifications, I think Paul was doing a really good job by saying, you know what? You're going to have a real hard time if you're a polygamist. You understand? Yes or no? But also, you can look at this word, like I said, about being a faithful husband, not being a womanizer. But to disqualify somebody, now listen to me very carefully. To disqualify me or me disqualify you because you've been divorced, because someone broke the marriage vow and divorced you, to say that you can't have communion. How many has that been said of you before? You couldn't have communion. Okay? To say you won't find that in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. That was made up by somebody. The point is, for us to disqualify people because somebody else's actions to us, that makes sense, guys. You understand? Yes or no? And I'm not trying to defend me. I know me. Flat out. Elisa's in the room. She knows me. It's not a story about me today, but it is a story about a pastor, and I happen to be one. Got it? Yes or no? So we're talking today, all right? Come on. It's okay. And I'm fine with it. I had several people leave Fellowship Church when I got married again. And they had been good people in my life. They'd been loving people in my life. I didn't get one letter from them telling me why. I didn't get one person come and sit in front of me and speak to me and say, Pastor, this is my doctrinal view. I love you, but this is what we're doing. They just left. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's not the character of Fellowship Church. We love Jesus and we love people. And last time I checked, I'm a person too. And I should be afforded the same love that we try to give back. You know what I'm saying? As a believer in the body of Christ. Are you hearing me? I'm not really ticked off about it. It just makes things a little harder. It's made it a little bit harder. We're in the middle of a building. We're trying to build. And you know, I tried to be open about what happened in my life, etc. And, you know, I don't know what to do except just do right and keep plugging. You know what I'm saying? And move on and get on with your life. And I'm thrilled to be married to Kim. I love Kim, flat out, period. I'm tickled to have her in my life. She's incredible. She is absolutely incredible. You know the kind of church I want to go to? The church where the pastor's wife loves the snot out of the preacher. Well, that's what you have at Fellowship Church. You have a woman who loves the snot out of the preacher. Is that a good thing? I think that's good for our community. I think that's good for us going forward. Are y'all listening to me today? Now, if you're visiting, you're going, oh my gosh, what did we get in on here? Hopefully what you got in on, and I met you guys back here, hopefully what you got in on is something that's real. And we're being real. And we're not playing games, and we're still trying to love and do the right thing. You see what I'm saying? So that's how we want to be. Amen? What's the point? What's the point of me talking about this? Well, it's just good to talk about it. Every once in a while, I should talk about that. But the biggest thing is that that's on you too, guys. You're called to be a faithful husband. You're called to be a faithful wife. Understand? Yes or no? Yeah, but no, that's the pastor. No, you don't get a pass here. Are you kidding me? Say. No. It goes to the character and behavior. That's what this is all about. It goes to character. Every one of these, and we're going to fly. Roger's hitting a wrist. Here we go. We'll fly now. That's the one I want to take a little time on anyway to help us as a church. Because you might hear sometimes, hadn't Pastor Clark been married before? You just tell anything you want to say, but you mightn't say this. Yeah, he's married 28 years to his first wife. Faithful. You can go ahead and throw this in there. He never had sex with any other woman than her. Throw that in there. It doesn't bother me. I'm proud of that. Why wouldn't I be proud of that? You understand? Say. That might be a little too open for you, but this is life, guys. Amen? No. And Roger says, at least you're not a murderer. Thank you. Thank you. Can you just hush? Roger's point is that if you just go by this list, there's a lot of things not mentioned that it seems like you can be if it's not on this list. So the point is that this list that we're talking about speaks of character. It's a good list that should give us an overall idea of a person's character. Did you get it? So he makes a very valued point. We've talked about this a good bit. Let's fly now. Vigilant. What does that word mean? It means to keep your head. It means to be sensible in judgment and decision making. That's a mark of a leader. Sensible in decision making, in judgments, and leadership. You should be that as well as me. Amen? Or you think you can just not be sensible? No, you need to be sensible. Keep going. Sober. Oh! Now that word actually means a realistic and sincere attitude regarding ministry, regarding spiritual things. Okay? As much as I like to have fun up here on stage and laugh and kick back and have a good time, this isn't a comedy hour. We're teaching God's Word. People's souls are in the balance. That's why I even challenge myself on certain views that I've had according to the Word of God, because I've seen the hurt when we reject people based on one scripture that we twist. You understand? So, you better be sober when it comes to your Bible and understanding and caring about people. Okay? You should be that as well, correct? Yes or no? Okay? Number 5, good behavior. The word means orderly. It's the same word for modest. Okay? So you should live your life in an orderly way. I should live my life in an orderly way. Correct? Amen? See how these are both ways? Yes or no? Why would I not want to live like that? Given to hospitality. This is one of the marks of a leader or a shepherd, but I think it ought to be for you too, guys. Loves the stranger. That's what the word means. Hospitality means loves the stranger. We ought to love people here. We ought to love our community. Loving people is a priority for a spiritual leader. Did you hear me? Some people in spiritual leadership, their teachers, et cetera, they can come across so mean and cold and hard and heartless. But God called me to this. He never called you to be mean. Okay? I know I get mean, and sometimes I get ugly sometimes on the word and stuff like that. Sometimes I'm flat wrong, I'm sure, when I do that. But the point is, I should be known as a person that loves people, that cares for people, that enjoys people, likes to be around people. Amen? Not hiding in the back somewhere to the last second to come out. You listen to me or not? Okie dokie, here we go. And by the way, getting out to eat with people and going to restaurants, having people in your home, that ought to be who you are as well. Do you understand? Well, I don't like people. Well, Jesus can help you with that. Come on. Apt to teach. Now, I know this is talking about the overseer, the pastor, but I think this is good for you. Studies God's Word. Studies God's Word. Say that with me. Studies God's Word. One more time. Studies God's Word. And is able to convey it and to relate it to people. I don't know why in the world you can't read your Bible and read it and be sincere in the reading of it and learn so that when you're having conversations with family, with friends, with others, that you also can convey what you've been reading. It doesn't have to be a whole passage like I'm doing today, but simple little principles. We ought to all be able to do that. You hear me? Just my belief. Okay? Come on. Look at this one. Some more of them. That was seven. We're not done. Not given to wine. No striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Let's look at this list. The list keeps going. No wonder people don't go in the ministry. Not given to wine. What that means is does not drink in excess. Okay? What it means. I don't believe you can be a really good leader if you drink in excess and you can't control how much you drink. And when you do drink, you lose your faculties and your senses and you start acting like a lunatic. But I don't give a yes sir. You hearing me? Yes or no? Okay. Does it say you cannot drink or the pastor cannot drink? Did it say that? No, it did not say that. This pastor does not drink. So when people start picking on me, you say, yeah, but he doesn't drink. I don't drink because my mama was dead. Dad was a drunk and he shot and killed my mama. Okay? It's personal with me why I don't drink. Okay? It's not because I'm trying to keep a list. Okay? It's just the way it is. I drink enough Diet Coke and Pepsi and stuff like that that's going to kill me anyway. Now, I got to work on that, okay? Here we go. How many have ever heard a qualifications message like this? Nobody, I know. Here we go. No striker. What's that mean? It means, this is the old King James. Your version would say, many of them would say, not contentious or always looking for a what? Fight. And we're talking about a real fight here, guys. You know, somebody's always contentious. Hey, I'll stay outside, beat your face in. Yeah, but does it? Amen? Come on. No. Should you be doing that? Yes or no? No. Not greedy. Must not love or be controlled by what? Money. Should you be loving money or controlled by money? Nor should I. See how this is working today? Aren't these good things we can live up to? How many, honestly, you think this is a list that's a good list that you feel like it's worthy of you living up to? Can I see your hand? I see your hand. Isn't that cool? Look at that. Isn't that cool today? Isn't that cool today? It's great. Patient. The word means gentle and what? To people. To people. Some of the meanest people I've ever met in my life have been Christians. I'll be honest with you. not kind. That's bull. Amen? Being kind, being good to people. Not a brawler. I don't know. This is like back to the fighting thing again. They must have been fighting a lot or something. I don't know. The idea here is not short-tempered or hot-headed. A peacemaker, not a what? But I've seen men and women aspire to leadership in church. And they're all spiritual around here, but you get them off by themselves and they'll tear each other's heads off. Meaner than a snake, ill as a hornet, but we love Jesus. No, you don't. You're crazy. You can't be hot-headed like that and ill-tempered toward the person you're living with that you love. But I love Jesus, man. You are crazy. Are you hearing me today? I'm ticking all of y'all, ain't I? That's the bad thing about a message like this. Ain't nobody in here going to be happy when I leave. Not covetous. Not just a lust for money here, but for power, for position, or what? Now keep in mind, who was this written to? Timothy. He was what? The pastor. And these are things that Timothy had his hands full of. And every pastor who's probably ever pastored ever since has always had to deal with people in church wanting power, wanting position, wanting some kind of authority. That's a criticism I get all the time. It's crazy that I don't let people have this position, or we don't have this board, or we don't have that. You know what we have here? We have a belief that you can be a leader. We have a belief that you can serve the Lord. We have a belief that women can serve the Lord. Amen? Are you listening or not? Absolutely. That you can have, why do I have to sit roughshod over you over what you're doing and your ministry and how you're doing? Yeah, sometimes it gets me in trouble because people go a little crazy every once in a while. I understand that, but they're probably going to go crazy anyway. I just think that, you know, letting people have freedom, freedom to serve, freedom to do. I know you're puffing your wrist, but these people are hearing me. Amen. I'm going to stay with it because I ain't done. Anyway, one that rules well his own house. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. She's making faces. Having his children in subjection with all gravity. Different. Yours is a different word. This is what my old version I use. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the what? Church of God. How many ever knew somebody? I mean, their house was just a mess and their kids were crazy and just running out of windows and jumping on the roof. You seen people like that? They shouldn't go into the ministry. Amen. But it's saying a little bit more than that. Rules well his own house. The word rule is the word what? He cares for his family. Should you care for your family? That's what the word means. He cares for his family. Also, he's respected by his wife, his children, and other family members. He has brothers and sisters. That doesn't mean every one of them's going to always like you. But by and large, we ought to be people, and that's you and me as well, who have the respect of our wife, our kids, and our family. Is that reasonable or what? Sure, they know us the best. It's not being one thing at church, say it with me, and another thing at where? Home. Got it? Is this something we should live up to, say? I think we should, guys. I like this list. The list doesn't bother me a bit. I like it. It's good for me. Even though sometimes I'm missing that mark and need to do better, it's good for me. I want to be a leader. If you can't care for your own family, you can't care for God's family. Let me tell you something. If you don't care for your wife and you don't care for your kids, I don't expect you to come to Fellowship Church and care for us. Did you hear me? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to praise the Lord for that. Absolutely. I always talk about my family. My family, I hate my family, I hate my family, I hate my husband, I hate my family, I hate my family. I love you people. I'm suspect of when you get with other people, you're saying, I hate that pastor, I hate that church, I hate them people, I hate them. You listening? Doesn't mean life ain't hard, family times ain't hard. I know it's hard at times. But these ought to be general things in our life. We care for our family. We care for the person we're married to. And we care for, you know, people. Amen? Live up that way. Not a novice, verse 6, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into condemnation of the devil. What's this one? Not a novice. That means it's not about age here, but it's about what? Spiritual maturity. Was Timothy not qualified because he was young? No. It was about spiritual maturity. We can all lead. I've met many young people who are great spiritual leaders. They have character. I learn from them. I actually enjoy spending time with the football team. And sometimes I learn from some of the football players just to see some of their character, things they're going through that I didn't necessarily go through when I grew up as a kid. And I see some of their character. That's a good thing. We can all be leaders. Okay? Not full of himself, but full of who? So whoever this is, you're going to be a spiritual leader. Not full of himself, but full of Jesus. The idea not a novice means grounded and in love with who? God. Grounded in love with. You think you ought to be grounded and in love with God or just me? Sure. See how that works? Praise the Lord. Moreover, he must have a good report of them that are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. What's that saying? Number 16, must have a good report. A person of good character and people outside the church, what? Know it. Flat out. I have no problem, I'll make it personal again, I have no problem with you going to any restaurant I go to, any place I go to, ask them how Gary Clark is. You hear me, yes or no? Most times the only place you hear something bad about me is your little church gossip meetings that they're had. Did you hear me, yes or no? It's funny, ain't it? How we do that at church, but outside the church, so often they treat us better than people do inside the church. That's God forbid. God help us. Amen? Are you listening? I don't have a huge problem with that here, but I have had it in the past. That's part of the ministry, guys. Timothy had it. Why won't I have it? Amen? Say. And you're going to have it. Let's just don't be part of it. Amen? Say. Come on. Must have a good report. He's not perfect, or she's not perfect, but very what? In character and what? You think all those things are good for us? Good. Let's praise the Lord. Amen. Come on. Here we go. I think that's good for us today. Can I see your hand? Who's never been in on a message like this where these things and qualifications were taught? Can I see your hand? Okay. That's a lot of church, guys. That's crazy, isn't it? It's in the Bible. That's good for us, isn't it? This book of 1 Timothy has been good for us. I'm not done. I know you clapped. And she's looking upset about it. So how'd you do? We ain't done yet. Because I don't want to do this again next week. It'd be better. Go ahead, Gary, so we have to go do this again. It keeps going. Listen. Bishop, pastor, elder. Then it changes and uses this word. Likewise must the what? Deacons. Be grave, G-R-A-V-E, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers. Wait a minute. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers. Wait a minute. Even so must their wives be grave, not what? Wait a minute. I'll keep going. Sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their houses well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchased to themselves a good degree. I don't know if you could have bought this back in the day. That's crazy language, isn't it? Anyway, of a deacon well purchased to them a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, hopefully, I'm not going to go over all these points. I'm not. You're good. Here we go. There's another word that appears in this passage, the word deacon. Now, the word bishop, pastor, elder means what? Overseer, shepherd, cares for the flock. The word deacon, diakonos. Where is Dina's gone? She left. She's outside. But she is a Greek scholar because she grew up Greek. Old Greek. So anytime I need a Greek word, I ask Dean, and she just quotes it. I'm obsessed. The word means server or servant. The word means server or servant. That's why, again, I feel like both men and women can serve. I feel like both men and women can be servers of God. Okay? This was written specifically to men, but I do think it applies to both. That's my view. It's always going to be my view. Okay? I'm not going to change my view for you. Okay? The live-up stuff is almost the same as for the bishop, pastor, and elder. Did y'all hear that when we were reading through it? It seemed like similar, didn't it? Say. But wait a minute. He added some stuff. Number one, not double-tongued. Did you know it never says that about a pastor? I got to thinking this week. I've never had too many pastors my whole life ever be double-tongued or talk down about the job or the people or the work that they were doing because it would undercut what they're doing, basically. That makes sense. But it's the server that needs to be mindful of this specifically. Not double-tongued. What does it mean? Doesn't speak out of both sides of his mouth. You understand? Do you understand? Yes or no? Saying one thing? No. Servers of God should not... No, come on. Another one was another one, holding faith and a pure conscience. That means under scriptures. That was sort of like that, but it has an idea of seeking to obey the Lord. Servers of God should seek to obey the Lord. You know? So it has that idea. And then here's the last one. I think it's the last one. Is it? Here's the one that's mentioned. It wasn't mentioned for the pastor, the bishop, the elder, for the server, the deacon. Their wives must not be what? Now, would you say that with me? This is important. Because I sure have been slandered by some wives over the years. Excuse me. And some husbands. Come on. You listening to me? Wives should not be slanderers. It mentions this specifically. Did you know what the word slander... I'm big on what words mean. The word slander is literally the word what? How many have ever had somebody, their name slander, somebody say something bad about you? Did you feel like when they did it, well, that was just of the devil. You ever felt that way? Say. Well, that's because that's how slander works. That's what you think. It's devilish. Amen? We're talking about leaders lead. Should we be people that say things like that about people? Yes or no? No. That's crazy. Slander is an attribute of Satan and his demons who accuse the brethren before the Lord. I wish y'all would know that. I wish you'd rise up and be leaders in fellowship and in your community. I wish when another brother or sister in leadership inside of your mouth. Because right now, that's something right there. You're devilish. But the boss or no? Shut. We let other people get ridiculed, put down, talk about love Jesus. You're not a leader. Leaders lead. That's what. Amen? Right. As we're done with the message today, live up. I lead what leaders do. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His word today. That was a boatload of word. Amen.